Brian and Tricia. We are Quixie 98.3. So just because you see something on the interwebs doesn't mean you need to try it. And just because somebody decides to try something doesn't mean they should do it, and they definitely shouldn't post it. Have you seen the lady shaving her legs with sandpaper?
Yes, I actually watched the video. And when I first read it, I read about the fact that she did this. She shaved her legs with sandpaper, and then she used lotion afterwards. And she says it is so soft, and it's awesome. Okay. She loves it.
Couple of things. That's not really shaving, because that's not a blade.
That's sanding. You're sanding your legs.
Well, there is a thing in dermatology called dermabrasion.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically home dermabrasion, which I don't think is a great idea. What grit sandpaper is she using?
600 grit sandpaper.
Well, that's super fine.
And so what she did, it's a funny video. She does it in a swirling motion.
Like wax on, wax off?
Yes, that. And so she goes down her leg and she does that. And she says, it's great. So she says, I've been using razors all these years. I could have just been using sandpaper. Okay, the initial thought of using sandpaper sounds painful. But 600 grit, that wouldn't be bad.
That is a very, very fine sandpaper, I admit. Now.
But once that sand, if you can't do that in the shower because the sandpaper gets wet, wouldn't it like change the consistency of it? Or wouldn't it affect the sandpaper?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I've never gotten sandpaper wet.
She's dry sanding this.
She's dry sanding her legs. She's sanding her legs, and then she puts lotion on.
Everybody at a body shop will tell you that you have to wet sand. I mean, so, you know, if she's working on her body, oh, I guess a car body is different than a human leg, but.
So should she do it in the shower then?
I don't know. I would not recommend it.
I don't see why this would be an issue.
Like if I was in a hurry and didn't have time to shave my face, just grab some 600 grit on my way to the work and hit my face a little bit. We'll do my chin here and get it all ready for work.
I think you should try it. I'll try it. I will try it on my legs if you try it on your face.
I'm not going to do it on my face. No, good
Lord.
Do
your cheek.
No.
Why not? It's 600 grit. Just put some lotion on afterwards.
No. And besides, I know you. You'll lie. You'll hand me like some 80 grit.
I would not.
It's 600 grit. Fine. All chunks of face coming off.
I think you'd have to like wash it after you sand it, because then you're going to have like skin. You can't put lotion on right after
this.
That.
I'm not doing this. No.
Oh, come on, Brian.
Ugh.
Taylor Swift, Willow, we are Quixie 98.3. It is Brian and Tricia. So we were just talking a few minutes ago about the woman using sandpaper to shave her legs.
Mm-hmm. I had a real problem with it.
I mean, I think 600 grit sandpaper, why not? I'm willing to try it. And then she says you just put lotion on afterwards. But it made me think there's a product that I own that is specifically for your feet, and it's like an egg shape, and it has
it's called the egg, and it's got like a grater in it, like a cheese grater.
No. I'm talking about the sandpaper. There's one that has it's got an egg, like half egg shape, and it's got, maybe it's the same thing or different product of it, but it's sandpaper, not grating.
Okay, but I had one of those, and I think it was called a ped egg, like
maybe,
for your feet.
Yes, that may be what it is.
When you pop the sandpaper part off, there's like a little tiny cheese grater in there, and you get those little rough parts off
your
feet.
Yes, okay, so.
And I've used a pumice stone on my feet off and on forever.
Yeah, so I have sanded my feet with sandpaper.
But your feet are not your legs. Your legs are a completely different kind of skin.
Okay, here's a question. Is our skin the same across? I mean, I know our skin, as we get older, our skin gets tough. Like, you know, your skin on your feet
is different than
different.
Your face. Yeah.
But when we started out, you know, with babies, all of their skin is so soft, so soft. So does our skin get tougher because we use it, or like our feet? Because babies' feet are super soft.
Right.
So is that different kind of skin, or is it all the same skin and we just use it differently?
I don't know. It's a good question.
I mean, that.
Or is the skin different at birth, but it just changes because, like, God developed you to where, like, okay, when you get a little older, your feet are going to harden up.
Yeah, so you need thicker skin on your feet, so God's like, I'm going to take care of that. I mean, that's totally possible. I don't know. Mm-hmm. All I know is that a baby's foot is as soft as a baby's cheek.
Right.
So it all feels the same to us, but we don't know deep inside, what does it look like underneath the surface? Is it thicker on their feet? Or, okay, here's another example. On my fingers, I used to do my blood sugar several times a day. And so I still do my blood sugar, but just not as often because I have a continuous glucose monitor. So anyway, my fingers, I could not take blood out of my pointer finger and my thumbs. Because
your pointer finger? You mean your index finger?
Yeah, that too.
I call what are you, five? Here comes pointer. Here is thumbkin. What kind of weird... My pointer for you're 45 years old. My
I am
goodness.
Not 45. Take that back. I
well, you're
not,
gonna be.
Yeah, at some point. But anyway, so those two fingers on either hand are tough, uh-huh. And it is hard to get blood out of those when you're doing your blood sugar. But the other fingers, your middle finger, your ring finger, and your pinky, those are easy to get blood out of, or easier because we don't use them as much. So that's what my thought is. We use our thumb and our index finger, we use those more often than we use our other fingers. So they're tougher.
Or are they just
or did God design them like that?
Yeah. I don't know. These are all excellent questions.
Let's add this to the list of questions we're going to ask God when we get there.
Yeah, because you know there is what I call it lovingly the heaven press conference.
Yeah.
Is when you get there, you get to like stand, God's going to be like at a podium and you're like, hey, excuse me, God. Yes, Brian, yes. Listen. Did Adam and Eve have belly buttons? Because I really wanted to know.
Okay,
I know they were made, not born. I need to know that because I've always wanted to know.
So after you ask that question, I'm going to be right next to you. And I'm going to say, and then God, me, please.
Yes, Tricia.
Okay, how is our skin? I know you created our skin. So is it all the same? Or does it kind of, is it thicker in spots because it needs to be thicker? Or does it just become that because we use it more? Is it tougher after we use it?
I don't know, but I'm loving this whole conversation. It's crazy.
God's up there like,
ha, ha, ha. He's like, this is what you're worried about. Out of everything in the world, this is what's bothering you. Doja Cat and Say So, Brian and Tricia. We are Quixie 98.3. So we've been talking about sanding your legs.
It's not shaving your legs. When you use sandpaper on your legs, I would call that sanding your legs. Yeah. And we're talking about 600 grit sandpaper.
Not 80 grit like you're using on your Pinewood Derby car when you're a little kid. So my sister, Susie, well, everybody else calls her Suzanne. I'm going back to our childhood. I still call her Susie. She sent me a screen grab and said, this product has been around for a while. I know a girl who used it. It's called Smooth Legs. It's basically sandpaper pads with a little...
like a handle.
Like
on
a little
it.
Palm thing, yeah. Almost like a palm sander.
Yeah.
And you just sand your legs.
They've made it look less
industrial.
Yeah. That's a good
well,
word.
It's pink, so it's cute, yeah. You know, and feminine. But yeah, this is just sandpaper kit. It's about 600 grit.
Yeah.
So thank you to my sister for sending that because I don't think I've ever seen that product.
Your sister hasn't used it?
No. She knew a girl who used it and said the girl loved it.
See, I'm totally willing to just go to the home improvement store and just get some 600 grit. Wait, I might have some at home.
Your husband, who is quite the artist, and your dad, who is quite the craftsman, one of them probably has some 600 grit sandpaper.
I just don't need to tell him what I'm using it for. I just need to borrow some sandpaper. 600 grit, please.
You're also the one who always cuts herself with knives.
Oh,
so I don't
goodness.
Think they're going to go willy-nilly just giving you sandpaper without an explanation.
If it's 600 grit, surely I cannot
they're
hurt gonna myself
wanna
with
know what you're doing
grit.
With that. They're going to want to know.
Okay, I'll just tell them and I'll just do it. I'll say, watch this. And I'll just sand my legs.
You're gonna have
and then
to
they're going
to
say, what are you doing?
You're going to have to make a tack video on that.
It's TikTok.
Whatever. Quixie 98.3.